Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Awesome. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Perl.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
You're my sweetheart. Hey, after watching the Arizona game, just the things that jumped out to you were what?
You know what? I felt like, obviously, a really good start, you know, for the first 10 or 11 minutes. We were great. We took Terrell out. I just saw them, you know, pounding the ball inside. The level of physicality changed. That's where the game was in the second half when we tried to get some extra possessions, where we tried to press a little bit, play man-to-man. They got some easier baskets, but we were trying to be able to have a chance to win the game and couldn't get back. Didn't create enough turnovers was something that I noticed. We didn't get our first steal was 5 minutes to go in the game. We've lived off of that. And then for the most part, we've got to be, when we're not getting steals and those types of things against better teams that are playing us for the second time, we've got to do a better job of being disciplined in our positions defensively and tougher.
I know that you called Arizona arguably the best team in the country. Now you're facing SC, which looks a lot like Arizona. Just what type of problems do they pose?
Well, again, same thing. The Arizona defense reminds me of USC's defense. They've got great size at all positions. They kind of have the same ball screen coverage and will do a lot of the same things. Hopefully this experience helps us be more prepared against that. I think we learned a lot from the Arizona game in terms of, you know, what type of adjustments we're going to have to make. But for the most part, we're going to have to, you know, we've played our best when we've made those adjustments and made some shots. And, you know, that's going to be obviously a big part because the USC is so good defensively.
How does SC look with and without Isaiah Mobley?
You know what? It was real interesting. They've been really, really good. They're a team that believes they're going to win regardless if he plays or not. Obviously, Isaiah Mobley, he's one of the best players, if not the best player in our league. So obviously him not being there is a different challenge. But a lot of guys stepped up. They shot more threes. Chavez Goodwin is still a really good interior basketball player. Drew Peterson has really stepped up. It seems like even last year, whoever they had, he was a guy who always made big plays on both ends of the court. So, they're a team that believes. We're a team that believes. It goes back to the team that executes their system the best is probably going to come out victorious. And hopefully we can be that
team. I don't think you've played very many Pac-12 teams on the road, just during your, 5 years here. Just the things that it takes to beat a ranked team on the road or what?
You know, obviously teams that when you're playing home and you have fans – your defense is usually better. So, you know, the home team's defense. And so, we're going to have to be able to score. That's what it is. If you can keep scoring on the road, you'll have a chance because defenses usually get better and their offenses are, you know, usually both those things are pretty high level. We've been successful on the road because we've shot the ball successful on the road in the games that we've won. And hopefully we can take those experiences and go down there and play a confident game. And, you know, we start getting 4 and 5 guys in double figures. You know, we're just a different team.
In these last, what you get 7 games left after this last one, you kind of sort of talked about the decisions about playing Terrell maybe the entire game for 40 minutes. Do you think you might have to do that?
Yeah. You know, Michael Jordan didn't come out a lot. You know, Terrell, you know, it's going to be how the game is going. Terrell's, you know, we've also got to, we got to protect him too. You know, the first part was a joke. We got to protect him. He is giving everything he has in his tank. He is such a competitor and does everything he can to win. And for him to be at his best, can we steal a minute here? Can we steal a minute there? That's going to be how the game goes. Can I use timeouts better to make sure that we're, utilizing, maybe I keep in the game, but I start using my timeouts to make sure that he's getting longer rests where he's going to be on the court the entire time. Those are certain things, that strategy stuff that we're going to have to go over. But having him there without Dejan is definitely an option.
He's over 30% of your scoring. Is that too much, or is that just about right, or is that just kind of the way it goes?
It goes the way it goes. Obviously, we've had great games at Utah, Arizona State home, where he's had 18 or 19. He's had 8 or 9 assists where we've won. I think every game poses a different challenge. We want him. We know we need him to score. And then if teams help, you know, if he's him making the right decisions and those other guys getting being able to get confidence and get some good looks and knock those things down, that will obviously make us a better team.
Two more for me, and then I'm done. Any update on a Dejan Davis?
Still day-to-day, Percy.
Mm-hmm. And then tonight, Wazoo plays Oregon. I don't even know how to frame. You know, obviously because of the schedule and then all the stuff, what happened at the beginning of the year with the postponements or not. But as a fan, though, it's kind of fun to see these games sort of stack up here, back to back to back. I mean, there's something tonight, something Tuesday night. It seems like there's something like every night. Tonight, as you take a look at this game, if you look at it at all, do you root at all? Because these two teams are, one's in front of you and one's behind you.
You know what? Watching these teams, it's just a lot of fun. Like you said, it's hard on the kids because you're playing so many games. We're blessed to have the opportunity to play the games. But for a fan, I mean, like you said, I mean, having a Monday night Pac-12 game, rather than always being Thursday, Sunday, or, you know, whatever it is, with travel partners, it kind of makes it unique and different. We're really focused on how do we play our best game. How can we use this last game to learn, to be able to beat one of the top teams? What adjustments do we have to make? What do we have to be able to do differently? And that's what we're on that quest for, to become the best team that we can be.
All right, Mike.
But I'll be watching. I can tell you that.
Right. It feels like for you, I would imagine, be like when you were in the Big East. And, you know, you guys played the big games on
Saturday, Mondays. ESPN, Monday. Those were big games. And so, listen, I'll be tuned in. Trust me, I'll be watching them all.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Percy.
Kim, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. That Arizona team was as good as I've seen in a while. They just seemed to have a different gear when they wanted to shift into it. So, playing a team like that, going up by 14 and then, you know, finishing the game losing by 20 plus, what impact did that have on the team? Is that a game that it impacts them mentally, or is it a game they just flush and move on?
We've always, you know, DMGD, we've been trying to flush it. I think we've responded to our tough games. You know, after the Oregon game, we came back and we played well. After the Stanford game, we came back and played well. You know, it's all how you respond. It's something that we talk about, just being in life, get knocked down, get back up. And so I think we have a veteran team. We have a resilient team. We have a confident team. And obviously disappointed in how we played. We felt like we could have played a lot better and gave them more of a challenge. But moving forward, just looking forward to how we can get better and how can we, you know, win these games that are right in front of us.
And when you take a look at a team like Arizona and just look at the personnel they have, the type of guys that they have, you know, as a coaching staff, does that kind of maybe cement in your mind things that you need to do to get better and type of personnel that you need to bring in to get to that level?
Yeah. You know, yes, they're, you're always trying to figure out ways how you can improve and get better. From depth to size to shooting, all those different things that, you're going to have to evaluate. But right now, I think the biggest thing is where we're focused on is, we played a great 10, 11 minutes. What happened? Okay, can we, you talked about shifting gears. What's going to be our gear shift? Can we shift gears? That's where in some of the other games we've been able to do it. In this game, we couldn't. But we know what it feels like to play against the best, how we have to rebound. Our interior defense, I thought we got manhandled. I think we can respond to that by better teaching in terms of our zone, which we will do. And then offensively, I thought they did a really good job how they guarded Terrell. We've got to be able to adapt and put him in the situations and then put our other guys in situations to have some success, because the more balance that you have, the better we're going to be as a team.
You know, they always say you don't want to go in and take over a job for a legendary coach. And Sean Miller did it for Lou Dolson, didn't miss a beat. And now Tommy Lloyd seems to have not missed a beat, taken over for Sean Miller. How impressive is that, and how hard is that to do?
I think it's really hard to do. There's always a lot of expectations. I think Tommy's done a great job, putting his stamp on the program. I feel like, Arizona last year did come in fifth place in a league that put four teams in the Elite Eight. And then, obviously Akinjo starting at Baylor. Terrell Brown came off the bench. You see what he's doing here, the level of players. But Tommy's always been known for his player development. Seeing Christian Coloco come back as an offensive player, that's a heck of a job. Pell Larson has got great size, Justin Keir, the transfer. And basically he took a defensive system that Sean, I thought, was a really good defensive coach. And then Tommy, one of the best offensive coaches out there, and in the personnel that they have, he's put them and he's got them in a position. I don't think they have too many flaws, and I think they're the best team in the country.
When you get to this time of year, how beat up teams normally get? I mean, I know Terrell, he gets knocked to the floor several times a game. He looks like he gets knees to the calf and he gets beat up. But how hard is it when you get into this time of year, just physically on all the guys?
It's hard because there's so many different variables in somebody's life. Mind, body, and spirit. There's family, girlfriend, school, pressures, life, social media, things that just what life brings. And that's what we talk to our guys all about. In life, there's always going to be punches. You're going to get knocked down. How do you get back up? How do you respond? And I think energy is king. When you have great energy, you're always at your best and injury free. I think that's a big P. When you miss a big piece of what you have of your team, there's always the challenge. But I felt like even when we lost Ajon, it was, we responded pretty well, PJ and Cole. And then, you see Isaiah Mobley not play for USC and they beat UCLA in their game. So everybody has a different story. Everybody reacts differently. But energy is king and being healthy is king for sure.
Just one last one real quick. Sam still in street clothes. Is he done for the year? Could we see him come back?
That hasn't been determined. He was kind of the same thing day to day. You got to be willing to be at 100%. And he's not right now.
Can he redshirt or is that passed?
It's a possibility for sure, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Coach. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else for Coach today? Percy, go ahead.
Hey, just the difference between the starts for like PJ. Obviously that first one was fantastic. This past one wasn't so great. Was it just a matter of teams adjusting to him and the big minutes he's getting, or just what did you see?
I just think with all these guys, it's just consistent. It's hard, you become an elite player when consistently you're the energy and those things just become what you do. And it's a long season, so there's always the averages. There's great nights and then there's dips. You know, PJ played one of his best games of the year versus Arizona State. And I thought he was solid. Turned the ball over a little bit more than we would like. But he's a guy, he's been working, he's been put into a different situation. He's had some great nights. And you got to, you know, sometimes it's Arizona, you know, it's the teams that you play at. A little bit of a scouting report, a little bit, because he was down there. And just like in when you play chess, you know, you're always trying to do what? You're trying to adapt to how teams just played you, solve it, get better. And then hopefully if that happens again, we have an answer. And I know that's what we'll be looking for.
And just the things that we can't expect from like a guy like a Cole. When you guys went on the road a few weeks ago, went to like the mountain schools, he was that guy that gave you that maybe unexpected burst of scoring. You know, as you said, like you got to keep scoring, scoring, scoring. What can we sort of reasonably expect from Cole?
A real confident shooter. He didn't shoot great in the last game, but he has been really consistent, really confident. Against ASU, he had 4 steals, which, you know, he's feeling more and more comfortable with what we do on the defensive end. You know, all these guys are just going to keep getting better and better with the experience that they've had. Been really proud of how hard he's played. Now, with that being said, we got to be a little bit more consistent on the defensive end. When you're not getting steals, you can't just, you know, it's like fighting. I'm a big UFC fan. And, you know, if you start like throwing wild punches against really good fighters, say for like in Arizona, they're just going to do what? They're going to knock you out with a straight jab. And, you know, sometimes we get into not being disciplined, trying to be steely, and then it opens up a lane where it's easier to score. We have to be more disciplined than that. But Cole's playing his most significant minutes. PJ's new in the system and really looking forward to the players that they can become and getting better in practice today.
And just this last one, do you think that SC is just going to copy what Arizona did sort of defensively and say, all right, let's do exactly what they did and sort of force you guys to find other scores other than Terrell?
Yeah, and we've had that. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, as coaches, you're always trying to find out what hurt the opponent. And then, you know, that's when you're trying to create your game plan and your strategy on how to beat them. And then as a coach, I'm coming back and say, okay, where were we hurt? Because we're going to look at that and we've got to be able to correct that and fix that to make sure that doesn't happen again. And that's what we'll be working on. But I would assume that they would have the same type of strategy. Defensively, they've been really good. You look at like how they played, like a guy like Tiger Campbell from UCLA, or you look how they played Quad A last year and they just put a bigger guy on it. And that's what they do to Terrell. So other guys are going to have to step up and hopefully we can put them in positions to step up.
There you go. All right, coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Percy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.